joined right now by somebody who knows a little something about the madness. He led Arkansas to back-to-back Elite Eight runs as their head coach. Previously the head coach at Nevada. Previously the head coach at Golden State in the NBA. Previously the head coach at Sacramento in the NBA. The Razorbacks are 21-13. They are the 8th seed in the West. They took care of Illinois yesterday. Next up, a shot, the defending champs, Kansas, the top seed in that region. The game is tomorrow night, 5:15 Eastern. We are joined by Eric Musselman. Mus, WPS. Mus, WPS. How you feeling, dude?
I'm doing great, JR. Thanks so much for having me on again.
WPS, you know, Mus, you know it better than anybody. Survive in advance. Nothing is easy, especially this time of year. You handle Illinois. You live to fight another day. What were your biggest takeaways from that win?
Well, Illinois is a really good team. That, you know, they present a lot of problems. They have a star player at number zero, Terrence Shannon. We did a pretty good job of building a wall and transition against him. And Matthew Mayer, we really wanted to make things difficult for him. He's a starting small forward for the Illini at 6'10". We did an incredible job guarding him and holding him to 0-for-5 on his 5 field goal and 3 ball attempts. So defensively yesterday, Jim, we were really, really good offensively, kind of like we have been all year. Moments of really good play offensively in transition, and then moments of 2 to 4 minute scoring droughts, but we closed the game out to win a game against a Big Ten team in an 8-9 matchup, and be able to do that by 10 points. We're really happy with how we played, but we understand that page has been turned and we got to move on to Kansas. We had some great film sessions last night, had a walkthrough last night, have already done 2 film sessions today and a walkthrough, and we'll head over to practice in a little bit. But obviously, when you think about Kansas, you know, you're talking about the defending champions and a team with a lot of experience.
Obviously, Mus, this is not your first rodeo. You are locked in. You've got your process. Eric Musselman is joining us. You know, I get what you're saying, Mus. You've already turned the page. But one quick thought or two about the game. You know, this is kind of a microcosm of the entire season, right? Offensively, you're not always sure what you're going to get. But defensively, if you show up like that, you're going to take your chances. You held them to 38.5% shooting from the field. You got 19 points off 17 turnovers. How pleased were you with the way your guys got into them defensively and the way they hit the glass?
I mean, we felt like we had to use our – even though Illinois is really long and probably one of the tallest teams in the country, starting 6'8", 6'10", 6'11". I mean, they're huge. But we felt, you know, they really don't have a true point guard, so we felt like we had to climb into them, give no airspace, create steals. We did that with 12 steals in the game. You mentioned, Jim, the 17 turnovers. But probably the most important factor for us was we could not allow them to get second chance opportunities. And I can't remember a game where I've seen, even on a box score anywhere, that a team shot 38% and only had 3 offensive rebounds. Because when you hold a team to that low of a percentage, below 40% from the field, usually the team is going to get a fair share of offensive rebounds because there's a lot of misses. But we did a great job of running through loose balls and long rebounds. Because you know, Illinois, they will take a lot of threes. They took 22 three-ball attempts. And so chasing long-ball rebounds and running through them and being strong with the ball became, you know, paramount in that particular game.
Eric Musselman, Arkansas head basketball coach, joining us. Speaking of offensive rebounds, Kamani Johnson played just 12 minutes, and he led the game in offensive rebounds. How critical was he in setting the tone last night?
JR, he's been such a big fat. What we did is I said, all right, who's got experience playing in this tournament? Who knows what it's like to go to 2 Elite Eights? And so we knew that Devontae Davis was going to have a big impact, not just defensively like he does every game, but he went 7-14 from the field, 2-4 from 3, and did a great job rebounding the ball with 6 boards and 16 points. But Kamani's 12 minutes, absolutely huge. I mean, he played 12 minutes, had 4 offensive rebounds. The Illini entire team had 3 rebounds in 40 minutes, and you take the 40 minutes times 5 players on the floor. I mean, Kamani was dominant with his physicality to start both halves. And then We took him out. He played about 5 minutes to start each half, and then we brought in a guy that has been starting most of the year in Mekhi Mitchell to kind of close out both the first half and the end of the game.
Now, Mus, you and I have talked for so long. I've talked to you about every single team you have ever coached. And when you talk about experience in the tournament, like, you've had some teams, specifically Nevada, where you kind of knew what you had, right? You had older teams that I don't want to say were a finished product, but you had a really good sense of what you had. Is this group that, or maybe are we talking about a team that literally is growing and evolving on the daily right before your eyes?
For sure. In Nevada, you know, the 1 year we were there, we had 5 fifth-year players, led by Cody and Caleb Martin. You know, those two guys, obviously, in the NBA, and they basically self-coached the team because they had been with us for so long. And this team is completely different than most of the Nevada teams we had, and even this team is much different than the two Elite Eight teams at Arkansas, and it's because of experience. I mean, we have 12 players on scholarship right now because Trevin Brazil, one of our top players, out with an ACL injury. So out of our 12 players that we suit up, 6 of those guys are freshmen. So we are. You bring up a very, very true point, Jim. We are growing. What team rolls out there against Kansas? I'm not really sure how we'll play, but I am sure about one thing. We'll play with toughness, we'll play hard, and we'll compete, and we'll really, really work defensively against a excellent, excellent offensive team.
Eric Musselman joining us. Mus, before you go, and I'm going to ask you about them in the matchup, I'm kind of curious about the way things are. Like, the expectations are so crazy now from the Hog fans because of the success you've had there and how quickly it happened. I mean, you can see where they're drunk on that and when they're out of their minds. And you've got a young team, and it's up and down. And when you guys are good, you're unbelievable. But it's not going to happen every single night for the reasons we're talking about. What do you do with that? You know, I mean, you're a guy who's been around forever, so probably you know what to deal with that. But what about the players? How do you make sure that they understand, like, don't get hooked, don't get caught by the noise? How are you handling all that?
I mean, we talk about it every day. You know, first of all, you got to celebrate making an NCAA tournament. That's really, really hard to do. You've got to get your team, once you get in the tournament, you've got to get them to have an incredible edge. You've got to get them to understand how former players that are in the NBA right now wish they were playing in tomorrow's game against Kansas. We just got done showing our team a clip of Stanley Amude, who is being interviewed. He's playing for the Detroit Drive in the G League. How excited he is to watch this thing. We've shown text messages that our staff has gotten from other players like Mason Jones, who's got NBA experience and is now in the G League. So, and then you got to get them loose where they don't play too tight because of the stage they're on. That was the biggest thing. You know, we led yesterday against Illinois for 37 minutes and 15 seconds. For a young team to be able to do that and control the tempo, play at the pace we wanted to, for the entire game, other than the opening basket that the Illini got on us, was really cool and neat to see. But we're dealing with a whole new ball game, with a new theme, with the defending champions. And so this is good. This game is going to take on a completely different theme, a completely different rhythm than what we saw against Illinois.
Okay, problem though, Mus, really one quick follow on that. Here's the thing though. You've had some leads this year that you didn't close, you didn't finish on. You had a 17-point lead. It fell to 5 points. When you looked in your guys' eyes at that point, what did you see yesterday?
Well, yesterday was a different vibe. There was a lot of – it started the day before, actually, Jim. We had a film session, and nobody said a word. And in about 5 or 6 minutes in, I stopped and said, hey, that's it. You guys are going to start talking. You guys are going to start communicating with one another. You're going to talk about assignments. You're going to talk about defensive coverages. You are going to be interactive with each other and with us. And all of a sudden, the vibe in the meeting room changed, where there was a lot of communication. We then saw that carry over into our huddle. We've had a lot of huddles this year, Jim, where late game, there really was only one voice, and that was the coaching voice. Yesterday, we had a lot of player voice We had guys get out of their comfort zone verbally, and I thought that really, really helped us down the stretch.
Do you like that, Mus? Or in those moments, you're like, hey, everybody quiet. I'm trying to tell you something. Or do you want those other voices?
I want total chaos in there with a ton of voices.
Right?
Everybody's a little bit different, but I want guys in there giving feedback. I want guys telling guys to guard their man. I want guys talking about block this guy out, double block this guy out. I mean, we want energy in there. The worst thing in the world, in my opinion, is just to have one voice. Now, if we have to diagram, you know, a last second play, or if we have to diagram a BOB to get a shot on late shot clock, certainly you want to have a command of the huddle. Which the way to do that is to look each guy individually in the eye, diagram where he's going, say that player's name, and you will get buy-in on that. But I think when there's 5, 6, 8 minutes left in the basketball game and a team's making a run against you, you've got to have internal player leadership.
It's the freaking must bus. All right, so quickly, we hit on everything but the thing. Number one seed, Kansas, next up. How do they look to you on film? How do you feel like you match up with them?
Well, first of all, Jim, you look at a guy like Wilson, who's Big 12 Player of the Year. Really love the fact that he came back to school. He got his game better. He didn't leave early. He's a high free throw attempt player, averaging 5.8 FTAs a game. We've got to guard him at three levels because he can score it from three, FTA game. He's got a Barkley move in the post where he'll crab dribble smaller defenders, and he's a great kill cutter. The one thing about Kansas, they're a team that young players should watch. They are a great cutting team. Number four, Grady Dick, not only is he a 40% three-point shooter, but he's an incredible mover without the ball. So we have, you know, we've got to guard those two guys. They have a center who, in my mind, is one of the best pocket passers on a short roll. So he, in their pick-and-roll offense, Jim, 24 Adams short rolls, and then he throws cross-court bullet passes to the shooters in the corners, and we've got to take that away. And then Harris, their point guard, is an incredible defender, plays with great pace, has great vision, and this team is 16th in the NCAA in assists, so we've got to rush the quarterback and have active hands defensively.
EP Mus. Hey, Mus, one last thought really quickly. I know you're locked in on that, clearly. You just broke it down, I could tell. But when you look at this thing, the tournament right now from 30,000 feet, second seed Arizona gone, third seed Virginia, both knocked out in the first round. Does this foreshadow just how wide-ass open this entire tournament's going to be?
You said it, Jim. I mean, it is wide open.
Open, actually, Mus, is what I said. I got you.
You think about that's just one day. Those games you just mentioned and the teams that are eliminated, that's off one day. Wait to see what happens today. There'll probably be another two or three upsets today. And now this whole thing gets discombobulated, and that's how teams can make Final Fours. You know, there's these wild. You look at the brackets when they first come out. You try to look ahead, and you can't do that. You got to just look at what's ahead of you and figure out how you win that 40 minutes.
Man, I'm telling you, the right guest at the right time. WPS Arkansas on in the next round, and they've got a tremendous opportunity against the top seed in their region, Kansas. Mus, great to have you on. Thanks for saying yes. Good luck. You know we'll be watching.
Love you, JR. Thanks so much for having me on.
Love you, Mus. Absolutely. He beat me to it. I want to tell him the same thing. Love Mus. And I will give you the same disclaimer that I give every single time I talk to Eric Musselman. Eric Musselman is the longest standing guest in Jungle history.